22. When he was sure he was over the current fit, although an occasional snicker still rumbled up his throat like an aftershock, and his father would be safely locked away in his study with his cigarettes, his scotch, his papers, and his little bottle of white powder, Jake went back to his desk, turned on the study lamp, and opened Charlie the Choo-Choo. He glanced briefly at the copyright page and saw it had originally been published in 1942. His copy was from the fourth printing. He looked at the back, but there was no information at all about Beryl Evans, the book's author. Jake turned back to the beginning, looked at the picture of a grinning, blonde-haired man sitting in the cab of a steam locomotive, considered the proud grin on the man's face, and then began to read. Bob Brooks was an engineer for the Mid-World Railway Company on the St. Louis to Topeka run. Engineer Bob was the best train man the Mid-World Railway Company ever had, and Charlie was the best train. Charlie was a 402 Big Boy steam locomotive, and Engineer Bob was the only man who had ever been allowed to sit in his peak seat and pull the whistle. Everyone knew the woo-woo of Charlie's whistle, and whenever they heard it echoing across the flat Kansas countryside, they said, "There goes Charlie and Engineer Bob, the fastest team between St. Louis and Topeka." Boys and girls ran into their yards to watch Charlie and Engineer Bob go by. Engineer Bob would smile and wave. The children would smile and wave back. Engineer Bob had a special secret. He was the only one who knew. Charlie the Choo-Choo was really, really alive. One day, while they were making the run between Topeka and St. Louis, Engineer Bob heard singing, very soft and low. "Who is in the cab with me?" Engineer Bob said sternly. "You need to see a shrink, Engineer Bob," Jake murmured and turned the page. Here was a picture of Bob bending over to look beneath Charlie the Choo-Choo's automatic firebox. Jake wondered who was driving the train and watching out for cows, not to mention boys and girls on the tracks, while Bob was checking for stowaways, and guessed that Beryl Evans hadn't known a lot about trains.
"Don't worry," said a small, gruff voice. "It is only I."
"Who's I?" Engineer Bob asked. He spoke in his biggest, sternest voice because he still thought someone was playing a joke on him.
"Charlie," said the small, gruff voice.
"Hardy har har," said Engineer Bob. "Trains can't talk. I may not know much, but I know that. If you're Charlie, I suppose you can blow your own whistle."
"Of course," said the small, gruff voice,
and just then the whistle made its big noise, rolling out across the Missouri plains.
"Woo-woo!"
"Goodness," said Engineer Bob, "it really is you."
"I told you," said Charlie the Choo-Choo.
"How come I never knew you were alive before?" asked Engineer Bob. "Why didn't you ever talk to me before?" Then Charlie sang this song to Engineer Bob in his small, gruff voice.
"Don't ask me silly questions, I won't play silly games. I'm just a simple choo-choo train and I'll always be the same. I only want to race along beneath the bright blue sky and be a happy choo-choo train until the day I die."
"Will you talk to me some more when we're making our run?" asked Engineer Bob. "I'd like that."
"I would too," said Charlie. "I love you, Engineer Bob."
"I love you too, Charlie," said Engineer Bob. And then he blew the whistle himself, just to show how happy he was.
Woo!
It was the biggest and best Charlie had ever whistled, and everyone who heard it came out to see. The picture which illustrated this last was similar to the one on the cover of the book. In the previous pictures, they were rough drawings which reminded Jake of the pictures in his favorite kindergarten book, Mike Mulligan and His Steam Shovel. The locomotive had been just a locomotive. Cheery, undoubtedly interesting to the 40s-era boys who had been this book's intended audience, but still only a piece of machinery. In this picture, however, it had clearly human features, and this gave Jake a deep chill, despite Charlie's smile and the rather heavy-handed cuteness of the story. He didn't trust that smile.